integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Julie Newmark Music.com. That's Dime Store Halo Jamison. Julie Newmark Music.net. Julie Newmark Music.com. Holly will always correct that for me. But either way, Julie Newmark, that is Dime Store Halo. Find it, download it. The whole CD is fantastic. Thanks, Jules, for rocking us in. I have a Wi-Fi air conditioner. I have a Wi-Fi set up in my house. I have a Wi-Fi little meter that talks to the electric company all the time. I have a, when I get in my car, I have Bluetooth and I have Wi-Fi. I can actually get the OnStar folks to undo my locks. I have an electric car, so the Chevy company has all sorts of signals buzzing around in my head as these things are talking to each other. But is this safe, or are we just being dumb? In Brazil, Holly, they decided to study the towers. And the towers make me more nervous than anything. And we have some towers in where I live that are disguised as cacti. And so they kind of look cool, but they're still putting out heaps of radio, you know, microwave signals. They decided to finally study this. And to listeners, I always apologize. These studies never come from America, but frankly, we don't study it. That's why we got to go to other countries that are seeing that it's safe. According to the Brazilians, they believe that they studied cancer clusters around cell phone towers, and it was a variety of cancer clusters. It was a mix. It was like lung, brain, prostate. It was a variety, so it wasn't just one type, which is even a little more spooky. And they claim that they could link 7,000 cancer deaths in this town, Belo Horizonte, which is Brazil's third largest city, with the actual cell phone network.
Wow.
It's bad, isn't it, Holly? I mean, this is real, right?
It is real. And I got to tell you, I mean, listen, listeners, I'm completely sorry. I have been trying. And I guess sometimes people can say trying is just an excuse for not doing. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that definition before? I've been trying to get over this little bout of bronchitis that I have. And the one thing that I threw at it at first was this really big, huge, healthy dose of denial. And that didn't work. Mm-hmm. So I'm still coughing away and such. I don't know if you think about, you know, the same thing when it comes to these things that we have question marks around. I'll use that again. Like, there are just a vision in my head, these question marks hanging around. I'm like, hey, what long-term exposure, what is this going to do to us? And you're telling me that you might have a study here from Brazil that is telling us what it might do to us.
Yeah, and it even gets worse. Cell phone tower studies, they've been running them since the 1970s in countries like Austria, Germany, Israel. All the studies shared similar findings. Living within a certain proximity to a cell phone tower. Now, we're not talking about the phone to the head, but we might as well be, because it's beaming through your head to the phone. Living within certain proximity to a cell phone tower increased the risk of cancer anywhere. That's one of the weird things about this, Ali. It's not like this toxin causes breast or this toxin causes, you know, this. It is cancer anywhere in the body. This is a weird thing. From 2 to 121 times, depending on what and where it was detected. It's simply carcinogenic. Now, the Bluetooth I hear is not any better.
That's what you've also read as well? Exactly.
For me, it did hit kind of personal. A close friend of mine was diagnosed with a glioblastoma multiforme, the same thing that took the late and infinitely incredible physician, Dr. Conrad Kale. Mm-hmm. And this guy was a real estate agent, and I swear that phone was Velcroed to his head. And now I know that's anecdotal. To anybody out there that knows science, the one case doesn't prove anything. But it went from being on paper, Holly, to sort of real for me. It did. But what do you do? Do we move away? Do we ask our real estate agents, where are the cell phone towers near you before we move in?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We shared on this program the other day an app that could track germs, the germ tracker, where you could understand where the cluster of people. And I'm thinking that perhaps there should be an app, and I'm sure there probably is, or there will be now that it's out in the ethers, that could perhaps, when we're looking for our homestead, that we could see the environmental influences. I mean, why not? I mean, that would be great. I mean, think about Aaron Brockovich and those poor people that lived along that area.
Still,
you know, I still do exactly. And other people, I mean, shoot, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, and it isn't rocket science, but to understand, boy, I've had cases in my own practice where families, and then I get into the story, and then people that they'd gone to high school with, and I'm like, there is something in the water there, kids. We got to go back and look at that, because there's just too much autoimmune issues that are so very similar, and the tissues are being attacked. And so I think that we need to understand where these insults are coming from and how we can protect ourselves from them.
Let's look at other things associated with cell phone towers, allegedly: genetic mutations, memory disruptions, hindered learning, ADD, insomnia, brain disorders, hormonal imbalances, infertility, dementia, heart complications. I remember reading a study that said for men with low sperm counts, it might be your cell phone in your front pocket that is known to lower sperm counts. These waves are a problem. It is time to minimize them in our lives.
Well, you know, I think that that's, I got to tell you, this is something that I struggle with almost on a daily basis. And, you know, you keep pimping my whole CrossFit thing, and I appreciate it, but
you're a champion. That's cool stuff.
Well, those ladies, and I just, for those of you, my blog is up today, and it's at drhollylucille.com. It was all about this competition that I did over the weekend, which is a charity competition called Barbell for Boobs, and how this competition came about. It was a charity. How the charity came about is that basically my blog is all about, hey, there's nothing that's textbook, because this young lady, 26 years old, because she didn't have any funds, presented to a breast clinic and said, I have a lump and I need to get checked out. And they said, they told her to go away and come back when she was 40, because that's when you get your first mammogram. Of course, this woman, soon later, because she wasn't going to ignore her body, did get diagnosed with breast cancer. And so Barbells for Boobs was born because her friend, who's a CrossFitter, used the CrossFit community, and they raised money for her treatment. She's like, I don't want it. I want everybody who's underserved, or, you know, I want everybody to be aware that you need to be able to have access to diagnostic care. And the reason that I'm talking about this, I mean, I guess I want to talk about it more, but so if you've ever seen a CrossFit competition, you know, people, so we, the big thing is we had costumes and stuff, and I was Dr. Wad, and my partner, workout partner, was Nurse No Rep, and it was a lot of fun. But for the most part, one of my girls that is from my gym, and I rarely see her because she comes on some off days that I am, but she was walking around with her, you know, her workout bra, the jog bra on, and guess where she was holding her cell phone?
Oh, God, I hate that.
Well, two people in my practice, and now that I've been practicing over a decade now, have been diagnosed, one by me and one that I referred out, with breast cancer. And why? The exact place where the lump and the insult happened with the tissue changes was exactly where they had held they take their phone, they put it inside their bra, and that's the little carrier. And guess what? Right there, you've got that straight up radiation to the tissue, electromagnetic fields, and they're making tissue changes. So, you know, And I'll be hiking, and I'll see these women, and I'm like, I get completely confused on what to do, because do I get in their face? Do I get into their space? You know, it's like, and maybe I just go for it. I just go for it because I got to get the information there.
Well, what we're talking about are cell phone towers, electromagnetic radiation, cell phones, Wi-Fi, and all of it related to not only cancers, but everything from genetic mutations to memory disruptions. We need to look at electromagnetic radiation, like Wi-Fi, like these cell towers, as a carcinogen. Think of it as a poison in a food. Think of it as a genetically modified substance that you need to minimize the exposure to or keep away. That means before deciding where you're going to live, that means you find your cell phone towers and you stay away from them. And that's how you'll stay well at Radio MD.